Hello, dear colleagues, dear Metro heroes. Welcome to all of you to a brand new episode of More Podcast, Our New Ways of Working. My name is Bernd Rode from Internal Communications at Metro AG. In the past episodes, we have been talking about how work from home and work in the office can be combined in the best possible way. It was about new concepts, leadership, communication, and agile working. But today it's going to be very concrete, very practical. Today I'm visiting our dear colleagues at Metro Properties, Metro's real estate company, because we're going to show you how to design workplaces optimally in order to reflect this new mixture of home and office workplaces and how this affects the use of the workplace in our everyday life. And therefore, I would like to welcome my today's guest on More Podcast, Stefan Herbert. Hi, Stefan.
Great to be here.
Thanks for taking the time for us. Stefan, you work as an architect at Metro Properties and you played a major role in the redesign of the new offices here at the Metro Campus in Düsseldorf. In my preparation, I learned that you want to create a place to reinvent working at Metro Properties, very much in the spirit of New Gather. Stefan, these days more and more Metro employees are coming back to the office. What can they expect here in the new Bridge 7 at the Metro Campus?
Well, first of all, it was not only me. It was a whole team at Metro Properties who somehow were nominated by the board to somehow think about the move. And so it was me and Michael Gottschalk as the team leaders who got the task to somehow think about the new office. Yeah, so what can people expect here is kind of, it's not that we reinvented everything. So, I mean, all you see here is somehow existing somewhere. But I think for us as a corporate real estate company, it was kind of a shift. We thought we have to make the office the new place to be. So, I mean, if you sit like half a year in lockdown home office, so you're forced to be at home, you somehow start missing that normal office life. And what we found quite interesting is to have a mixture between having a place to work, but more importantly, meeting the colleagues again. Because I think we all somehow experienced that Teams, all that online stuff works somehow, but it's still kind of a filter between you and the colleagues. And there's nothing better than having people sitting around a desk discussing a problem or a challenge or a task. And this is what the whole office is about. It's an activity-based layout, which gives you a lot of different opportunities how you want to work. So, for example, you can book your silent office if you have to do some very concentrated work. You can even sit on a team table if you have kind of a discussion about the project, or you go to the open space if you want to be a bit more in a lively atmosphere, and so on and so on. And I think this was the most important idea, that it's really an office where people can exchange and meet.
Okay, that sounds really promising. And how you manage the whole project and also what solutions you found. That's what we talk about now. And afterwards, we want to go out and walk through the new offices of Metro Properties and describe to you on site how the new way of working is being implemented and adopted here. That certainly will be super exciting. And of course, for you, dear Metro heroes, there are also our two sections of More Podcast, Try New Things and the Sound Souvenir, Stefan. I hope you're well prepared for that.
Yes, I am.
Okay, excellent. So, Stefan, when you started the project last year to design the new offices of Metro Properties at the Metro Campus, your mission was completely different at that time, right? So what was the initial project brief?
Definitely, the mission was different. If you know the old offices from Albertosee, we were kind of sitting on three levels on very huge areas because it was kind of from the past. And even before Corona, it was the exchange was not very good because you have to change the level. Mm-hmm. Every department was kind of sealed off in their specific area. And so I have to say also Corona was kind of a accelerator for that mission. So what mm-hmm. we did, we accomplished a full office layout, about two floors in Bridge 7. So we took, I think, the full ground floor and the first floor. Mm-hmm. And then we simply asked this DIRCOM, our board, are you really serious that this is the future? And I mean, I have to say they were quite open and even pushed us. They know that cannot be the future. And this is where we then go back, not even to the drawing board, but we thought about what does shared desk mean or what is activity-based working mean?
So Corona has definitely changed your initial plans and
yes.
The whole new working situation in home offices and also the new demands on working in general, how much did this influence the plans of the redesign of the offices here?
A lot. I have to say a lot, because what we really experience is that if we want to somehow take the opportunity of more shared desk or more flexibility, how to work, whether from home or from somewhere else or coming to the office, you have to give something. So that was a very, very clear idea in the beginning, that if we go for a more flexible solution, that it doesn't make any sense that all of that resources and structures are here, because it's anyway abandoned then for, let's say, 50-60% of the time. And that was one of the very initial thoughts, which we also communicated to the staff. Say, if you want to do this, we have to accept that you don't have your private space in the office. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, we thought that if you take too much area, it's again, you don't meet the people, you don't meet the colleagues. Yeah, you sit in your area, you make your stuff from maybe from 9 to 5, and then you leave. So what's the sense? And that was also the decision that we gave up on the territorial approach. So there's no department here. So there's no specific studio department or a specific controlling department. Everybody can use the whole space. And so we have a situation which is new. You have controller sitting next to an architect, maybe to a communication lady or whatever. And that's also the fun part, because you somehow start realizing, okay, this is what they do the whole day. And then you even start questioning, hey, you heard about your problem. And this is something what this layout should really push.
So you decided for flex offices and shared desks. We will come to that later. And you also decided that you don't want to have these territorials anymore. What other insights were there? And also what knowledge from the New Ways of Working project you were able to draw on?
I think that the New Ways of Working group helped us a lot, because they were super open and it was always an enticing discussion about how to implement those flex work solutions. I don't like even that shared desk word, because it sounds like only you want to save something, but that was really not the idea. The idea was that we thought, okay, we miss the colleagues. I want to see people once I'm coming to the office. It's even about what we told to the colleagues. Yeah, but if I need to work concentrated, is that I'd rather stay at home, or you book a silent office. And we also told to the board that once people are here, you have to accept that there might be more chats and side talks than we are used to in the past. And New Ways of Working helped us a lot. They gave us hints about the equipment. They had their own kind of booking app in B1, which we somehow copied and worked it out a bit. So that was always very fruitful and gave us confidence that we are on the right way.
And what was particularly important to you in the implementation? So, and where were or still are difficulties that you need to overcome?
I think what was very important, that this simple idea is communicated in the right way. So what we started very soon, very early, was kind of some digital town hall meetings where we somehow explained the idea and what's the benefit for each of the employees. This was very important, so that you have kind of an acceptance. And so that was, the communication was definitely a very important part, and that we also defined some key principles which we kept till the end. And I mean, if you look here, you see kind of a rough ceiling, you see a lot of cables, you see kind of the traces from the past. And we also try to make this whole office layout as flexible as possible. And even that it looks a bit unfinished helps in the future to make changes. So it's also on the people to somehow maybe add some stuff here. You've seen the open shelves where they can put pictures and some awards or books. So it's kind of a matrix, which is not super finished. And that was also important.
Yeah, you also described the design here and how the whole thing was realized by you and the team here in Bridge 7. We will take a look at that together in a moment. But first, we want to know something about your personal experiences, Stefan, because while you were planning the new offices here, you had to do that from home, like all of us. And I would like to know from you how you personally dealt with the new work situation. We do that in every episode of More Podcasts with a little questionnaire called Try New Things. Ready, Stefan?
Yes, I am.
Stefan, what have you tried new since you have started working from home?
I started last year jogging. I'm the most laziest person on the planet, and I got some of my friends, they started this initiative so that 3 times a week before work, we do 5 kilometers. And now I'm addicted after such a while. I want to keep it, yes.
Okay. Yeah, you already told us that you already had a run in the morning.
Yes,
today.
I had.
Yeah, okay. So you do it every day?
No, 3 times a week. That's enough.
Okay. Yeah, but it's quite ambitious. Yeah. And okay. And what are your personal learnings from your new way of working? So what you learned about yourself?
I think at the beginning, it was the main question everybody had and was also discussions about how to control people. Mm. Yeah. So how to somehow check what they did. And I said, okay, if they do it from home or in the office, you have to have trust. So the team has much more freedom. And what we learn is they anyway come back and ask for feedback. And then you have to accept that maybe things are not happening that quickly if you would sit together. Yeah. But this was kind of just let go things a bit. Mm-hmm. That was my personal learning.
Okay. Yeah. And what bothers you or what do you or what did you miss most?
I think it's the personal exchange. Having meetings with people on a physical table is definitely what I missed the most, and the travel part. I was traveling a lot before Corona, because we were also doing a lot of service for the countries. And this is vanished since 1.5 years. I mean, it's slightly coming back now. Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm curious. Do you have a life hack for working in flex office? Maybe for the new way of working also here at Metro Properties?
Yeah. So it's not really a life hack. So what I did do last year, I bought a daylight lamp.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Because when it was dark, it was autumn. And so I said, I have to have some more vitamin D. But this daylight lamp is also giving you a good appearance on the team screen. Okay. Many of the colleagues are kind of a shadow. So it's kind of, you're looking bright.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not, but it's definitely good. And what I started doing is once I have a phone call, just walk around. Just get rid of the table, walk around the house. And my wife was crazy about that. The end, but it really helped to somehow.
So you walked in the background
to the kitchen.
When she had a Teams meeting, you walked in the background up and down. Yeah. Okay, so now we know how you experience your personal new way of working. And according to that, you brought us your sound souvenir. We will get to that later towards the end of the podcast. But now let's go out. So we take our mics with us and start our tour through the new Metro Properties offices.
Let's go, Stefan. Let's do so.
Okay.
Okay.
So here we are at the first station of our tour. We are in the welcome area, a large kitchen area with high chairs and high tables. And on the walls are parts of pallets, very Metro typical and very stylish and designed in a very modern and friendly way. So Stefan, what was particularly important to you in the design of the welcome area?
So particularly the brief was not to over-design it. So as I said, it looks quite stylish. It's kind of, everything is somehow reused. You see reused pallets, you see kind of a kind of a tribune out of pallets. So, I mean, this is the first touch point where our colleagues come and also external visitors. And I think you hear it. It's a bit like noisy, like a bit busy.
Yeah.
Some coffee machine. Yes.
You know, some colleagues are getting a coffee.
And I mean, as I said, the first touch point. That's why we have all the architectural models here. So this is also where people should somehow see what Metro Properties is about. Yeah. And it's all done with sustainable materials. All the furniture is reused from Alberto See. And it's, for getting your coffee and seeing some colleagues, you can have also kind of, you can sit here for maybe 2 hours of work if you don't want to book a table. And that's why this area is, I think, somehow the key or the heart of the whole office layout. That's why also so centrally located between the staircases.
Mm-hmm. And there's also another room.
Yeah, that's a very important room because this every shared desk layout needs to have. It's a small locker room where each of our fellow colleagues have this personal locker for the keyboard or your special pens or the tea you don't want to share with the others. So private stuff can be stored here. We have also some lockers for the visitors. So if some guys from Istanbul or Warsaw are coming, they can bring their baggage here. And I think this is important as we have shared desk. That's the only place where people can store their personal belongings.
Ah, okay, I see. Great. How much does this area represent a new working culture at Metro Properties?
I think you can see it already, as it's not only like a kitchen area where you get your coffee. We have a lot of seating possibilities. You have the tribune. You see also the architecture, that it's a bit rough and unfinished. And this is all what we're about, because we are somehow on the move. And so that layout should represent that. It's not finished yet. So we are on our journey.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then let's move to our second station. And
yes.
Now we are going in one of the home zones.
Yeah, and I think you immediately hear it, that the sound is different. So now, because he is much more sound insulation, that there's a board meeting ongoing. This is the board area, by the way, and they finally decided to sit also open space.
Yeah.
So in a very central position. So it's really like you can contact them every time. Yeah. They have a chat with you. And it's also kind of that new culture, that the board is not behind glass walls or something.
They're
simply within that layout.
Okay, so, and now we are here in one of the so-called home zones.
Yes.
All of them are realized as open plan offices. But the home zones should not to be confused with home offices, where it's all about, working alone, quite the opposite. This is about working together. So what is characteristic for the home zones?
I mean, it's all about collaboration, and that's why you have in every home zone one or two kind of team tables. They are quite centrally located. It's kind of looks like your kitchen desk from home. So, and then you have, of course, that individual workplaces which you can book or where you can sit together with your fellow colleagues. Because of Corona, some of the desks are, of course, not bookable at the moment. So, but it shall somehow embrace a bit on the teamwork. Yeah, and we also said there are some rules. So if you want to sit here, use your headphones, don't shout too much into the phone. And as you see, we did a lot for the noise canceling. We have those sails. We have kind of the curtains.
Yeah.
And this is quite funny because, I mean, partition walls are very expensive, but I can simply take that curtain and I move it around the curve. With two hands, we produce the room.
Yeah.
And now we're a bit sealed off. It's not really noise canceling, but it's giving you kind of a certain concentrated atmosphere.
Yeah, very cool. And what single types of workplaces does such a home zone include?
There are basically three types.
Mm-hmm.
So you can book a blank desk because we have guys, they simply want to use the laptop.
Mm-hmm.
We have height adjustable options. As well, we have options with, as you can see, two screens. So we have a double screen if you want to do some heavy Excel work or something. And we also have some desks where you have a tower station. So laptop is broken or something, then you can simply log in there. And so it's basically three standard options. Some are fixed desks, some are height adjustable.
So and when I come into the office in the morning, I just sit down here and start my work, right?
No, basically we have a rule or kind of what we discussed with the colleagues that we have a booking app.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to book a table. Even because of Corona, we have to know who's there, and that's quite helpful. So you can book some days in advance. You can even book in a row 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
You have to book a table because otherwise it's getting chaos. Somebody's coming, but it's my table. Mm-hmm. No, it's my table. So, but I think this is quite used in a good way. You can even do it via the iPhone. I do it in the morning in the parking house.
Oh, cool.
So I just book my table and I'm coming.
Okay, so then let's go to our last station and let's take a look in one of the meeting rooms.
Yes.
And actually, we're going back to our original place where we started the recording of the podcast.
Yes.
This is a room.
Charles de Gaulle.
Charles de Gaulle. All meeting rooms are named by airports. We are here now back in the meeting room. There's normal meeting room equipment, like a large screen against the wall. But there's also a special feature here. And that's what I'm particularly interested in. What solutions do we have for hybrid meetings? So with some colleagues here in the meeting room and others who participate in the meeting from home via MS Teams.
Yes, I think what was very clear from the beginning that once we install new meeting rooms, they have to be kind of part of Teams. So that's why this kind of device is not that complicated like the old Cisco systems, or that room is basically a team member. So you can book it in Outlook. You book Charles de Gaulle as a member of your call. And you will see it on the device. And the moment you start the Teams call, even the screen is getting activated. So you can sit here at the moment with 2 to 3 people, and you have your team then on the screen in the normal Teams setup. And that works quite
idiot-proof, to be honest.
Mm. Okay, that sounds like a pretty good technical solution. Certainly helpful for the other metro companies as well when hybrid working becomes more and more the standard. And with that, we come to the end of this More podcast episode and to our listeners' favorite section, the sound souvenir. Each of my guests brings along a specific sound that is characteristic for her or his new work situation. And now I'm really curious, Stefan, let us hear, what sound did you bring?
It's a pleasure, but I think it's not very complicated. So here it is.
Okay. Kind of a machine? Is it?
You don't get it?
The sound you while you're running, maybe, or walking around in your house while phoning, or
no.
What is it?
It's the noise of a suitcase in the airport.
Ah,
once you go to the gate. So I think that's my personal sound souvenir, because this is what I really miss at the moment.
Yeah.
I cannot visit colleagues as we did before.
And what are your feelings when you hear the sound of your suitcase?
Yeah, I'm looking forward for the times after Corona, so that if we can really meet again. And I think this is something what everybody misses at the moment. So,
okay, then hope that the situation will change and that you will be able to travel again. Thank you, Stefan.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
For the great sound. And thank you for being here today and gave us the chance to experience our new ways of working in reality and in a very impressive way. Dear Metro Heroes, thank you also to you for listening. I hope you had some fun. More podcasts will be back soon with a new interesting topic on the new ways of working. You can find all previous podcast episodes on the More page on United. Please recommend More podcasts to your friends and colleagues, leave a like or comment on United, and subscribe to More podcasts on your favorite podcast app. And above all, stay healthy, stay safe, bye-bye, and take care.